a fun week. You know, you got so many relationships back there, and looking forward to seeing those guys and competing against those guys. And it's going to be a great challenge, and looking forward to it.
Do you put a blackout on the text this week?
Yeah, for the most part. You're so busy, you know, especially coming back from San Francisco, playing the five quarters that we played. You got to move on, and it's been a busy week.
How much do you miss the tabloids? How much do you miss the headlines?
You know, I never read it that much anyways. You ultimately hear about it, you know, from friends and family and stuff. But, you know, I enjoyed my time in New York. I really did. I had great experiences. Won a lot of football games. And, again, looking forward to seeing those guys.
You know, there was a lot of talk last year about some turmoil in that locker room, and now it's kind of coming out again this year. What do you think it is about that locker room that makes it so susceptible to that?
You know, I really feel like, you know, hey, that's a good football team. They're passionate. Rex is passionate. And, again, I have a hard time keeping up with it all. I got my own things I'm dealing with here. But I know one thing. They're passionate the way they play. They're passionate the way they coach. And they're a passionate group.
So do you want to win this game even more than any other game?
No, they're all the same. You know, again, it's fun to compete against your friends. You got friends all around the business, and I think that's what we love about this business as coaches. You move from team to team, and you get a chance to play friends and former colleagues and things like that. So, no, I want to win the game because it's the next game, and we need to get four wins.
So what you're saying is if you win, it wouldn't count twice in your mind?
No, it wouldn't count twice, but would I enjoy it like I do all the wins? Absolutely.
You look at last week as a step forward for Sam, that final drive and just being able to do something big in a late moment. Do you think that builds up confidence for him?
Well, I think as a whole group, we played pretty well. I think that, you know, that is exciting. We're trying to build off that for sure. I think it helps getting, you know, Danny, having him back last week helped. I think having Roger back, that helped. But again, every week in this league is a new challenge. The Jets, they bring a whole lot of challenges with all their multiple blitzes and things that they have. San Francisco had their challenges. So we're pleased with how we played, but we're disappointed we didn't get the win. And that's ultimately what we're going to be judged on, is wins and losses.
Is part of your message that, hey, we need some consistency now?
No question. I think we preach that. And again, we still, you know, we looked at penalties last week. You know, we had a lot of penalties, you know, some bigger than other. But, you know, we got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot, Jim. And I think when we do that, we can get even better.
Rex said that he looks forward to playing cat and mouse with the familiarity between the two teams. Is that something that you look forward to, just being able, I know personnel changes on both sides, but something that you...
Yeah, he's a fun guy to play cat and mouse with. He's a dangerous guy to play cat and mouse with. But we enjoyed it for 3 years. And, again, it'll be fun on Sunday in the Edward Jones Dome.
You felt like you were kind of a punching bag in New York for a while, but they're having worse offensive problems this year. Do you take any satisfaction in that?
I really don't. You know, I mean, I think, you know, when you're a coordinator in this league, offense, defense, head coach, whatever, you're going to take bullets. And I always appreciated how passionate the fans were back there in New York, and it comes with the territory, so no.
What do you make of some of Mark Sanchez's struggles? Obviously, you're pretty familiar with him.
I think Mark's a terrific player. I still do. I think, you know, obviously he needs to be more consistent, but again, he's still a young player. I'm pulling for him. Nobody works harder than him. He wants to be great. He's going to work at being great, and I wish him nothing but the best of luck after this week.
You're obviously, you know, working with another young quarterback here in Sam Bradford. How's it different working with Bradford than Sanchez?
Well, you know, again, you can't compare them. They're very different guys, but Sam's been awesome to be around. This group's been awesome to be around. From day one, they've been excited. They've been thrilled with what Coach Fisher's trying to build here. We have guys that work hard. I mean, again, here it is at 5 o'clock at night. It's dark. We're trying to, you know, save daylight. We got guys out here throwing routes. They want to be great. So, you know, Sam's got a chance to be a real special player in this league, and I'm just happy to try to help.
Would you say Sam's game was this past Sunday against the 49ers?
You know, it's a hard question, because with every game, you know, if we would have won, certainly you maybe would make that. But I've seen him make a lot of have some really good games. But it was certainly one of his better ones. I wouldn't say maybe his best, but since I've been around him, he played pretty well.
Hey, a cohort of mine in New York wanted me to ask you this question. Okay. But are you okay with the circumstances that led to your departure there?
It's absolutely.
Kind of weird timing and everything, the way everything came down.
If there's one thing I learned, Jim, growing up in a coach's family, is there, you know, stability in this business is crazy. I mean, we enjoyed 6 amazing years in New York. Back-to-back AFC championship games. We have You know, we had so many wins. We were so close, you know, to get into the Super Bowl. I wish we would have had a chance to finish it. But again, like I learned from my father going 14-2 with him, you know, getting fired, is that, you know, there comes a time when it's time to make a move and change and move on. And I'm thrilled to be a St. Louis Ram. I'm thrilled to be here with these guys. Again, I wish them nothing but the best. And I look forward to seeing them on Sunday.